89, Frank the Gemara, but Kol Heichan everywhere, the Badul Minei, that is removed from it, Loi Gaza Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda does not make a decree. The Hot Nan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah, as Dagoy Sabach changes, Becher She'ach Zoidam, Becher, that has a blood clot, Afilu Humeis, even if he dies, even if he will die, ein makis in loy dam, you're not allowed to let his blood do bloodletting. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim oimrim, and the chachomim say, yakis, he can do bloodletting. Uvilvad, but as long, shlo yato boy mum, that he does not make a mum. And as Rashi explains, it seems Rabbi Yehuda is making a decree that he will come next time to do, or this time to do a bloodletting in a way that does make a mum. And we know that that's an isser. So it seems Rabbi Yehuda does say we make a decree, yet we know that making a mum in karbonis in a bechair is always asur, and therefore it should be bedilimineh. Therefore we should say that we're not worried about it. The Gemara answers, ha, some over there, mitoich she'odam bahul al-memoinoi, because a person is nervous about his money, amrinon, we say, isharisle, if you permit for him, b'mokim she'ein oisin boimun, to do the bloodletting in a place that does not make a mum, asi lemevat, he will come to do it, b'makim she'oisin b'imum, in a place that does make a mum. So in other words, the fact that he's nervous about the money overtakes the concept of bedilimineh. The Gemara continues, v'rabbonon, and according to the Rabbonon, why do they say that he is allowed to do it? They say, kol shkein, how much more so? The Eloi Sharislay, that if you don't permit him to do bloodletting at all, klal, Eloi Sharislay klal, if you don't let him to do bloodletting at all, osi lemevad, he will come to do it. As Rashi will explain, even in a place where it does make a mum, and therefore it's worse, so we should at least let him do it in a place that does not make a mum.